Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
If you have a Hey, I Was Wondering question, you know you get one of those Eric in the Morning tin camping mugs. And all you have to do is email them to us, eric@wtmx.com. Gets them right to me. You can also text them in at 60123, but I don't think anybody's paying attention to that right now, so wait a day or two. Is anybody paying attention to that?
No.
I don't think so.
We can get someone.
We tell everybody to text AGR to 60123. We don't see it.
Well, no, that is covered.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that right. Part, yes.
Perfect. Okay. Perfect. This comes to us from Paul. How do I know that? Because he says, hi, Eric, it's Paul.
Oh, good.
Okay.
I lived in Chicago, but moved to the West Coast to work for an East Coast company. Following this?
Oh, yeah. I'm confused now.
All right, he lived in Chicago.
Got it.
Moved to the West Coast.
Check.
But he's working for an East Coast-based
company. Okay, wow.
Following that? Mm-hmm. As the newest member of the Eric in the Morning show, I'd like some sleeping advice. So can you ask Nikki, do I get up like I'm on the East Coast or do I nap? Just wondering, Paul. All right, so, you know, he's dealing with a time change there. You know, maybe he's living in L.A. but working for a New York-based company, and they start work at 9. What would that be in L.A.? 6? 5?
Yeah, right.
Six?
Yeah. So he went from Central
right
to Pacific,
right,
but he's on Eastern.
Right. So he's got to get up. Nobody on the West Coast gets up before 10.
No.
So now Paul's getting up. He's working for his East Coast company. He's gassed. So I guess Nikki, as the newest member of the Eric in the Morning show, he's wondering, does he just go to bed earlier and get up earlier, or does he nap throughout the day? What would be your best advice as you've adjusted your sleeping schedule?
It's a combo. It's a go to bed earlier, but definitely nap.
Okay.
Like, you have to nap. I was offered Cubs tickets last night, and I wanted to go so badly. It was one of those last-minute people
sure
fell through, and I was like, ooh.
Sure.
I don't think I can do that.
Yeah.
I don't think I can go
you
to a Cubs
to
game
it. Yeah.
And maintain.
Or you go to the
function.
Cubs game and you spend all your time thinking, when am I leaving, when am I leaving, when am I leaving?
Right, exactly.
So I think it's a combo that I think you have to go to bed early and then the big, big fan of naps.
Would you agree with?
Yeah. No, I
although
I just,
you don't go to bed early.
No, that's the thing. The nap part, though, is the part I definitely agree with. Yeah, I don't see how people who have these odd hours or whatever function without naps, if you could get them in, if you're lucky enough to be able to do that. So I would say stick with that. I'd say don't go to bed extra early because I feel like that might make your life, you know, kind of miserable in certain ways from missing out on certain things that happen at like 7, 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. But yeah, find that balance.
They're all wrong, Paul.
Oh,
they're
really?
All wrong. Naps suck.
What?
Yeah, naps are terrible.
You're crazy.
I can't take. I haven't taken a nap in 15 years.
Explains a lot.
Yeah. Then what time do you go to bed then?
But then I've started to go to bed even earlier.
Yeah. See that?
And I'll tell you what. I feel so much better.
No. Yeah.
I used to be like Whip. I'd roll around till 10, 10:30, 11. That is terrible for you.
Yeah.
And here's what's going to happen to Whip in about 2 years. He's going to hit a health wall. Something's going to happen. Something's going to quit working.
Perfect.
He's going to have something that, you know, malfunctions, goes haywire. And then he's going to go to a doctor, and the doctor's going to say to him, you need to stop living this way.
Okay.
You're killing yourself.
No problem.
And then he takes an extra long nap in the middle of the day to find those hours.
I wonder if a Dr. Kevin Most would say, which is better for you?
Ooh, that's a
you
good
know,
one.
Staying up and, you know, sleeping 4 hours a night and then taking a two-hour nap during the day, or getting like 7 hours at night and going to bed early and not napping.
Yeah.
I
just
don't ask him that.
What time is the actual time you go to bed then?
I start to lay down now about 8:15.
Yeah, I just don't feel like I could do it.
Nope.
I mean, I guess I could technically do it, but I'd have to say like, all right, family, see you later. I'm sequestering myself now for another couple
the best
hours.
Part. That's why
problem.
You do it right there.
That right
you
there
just
is
wandered
an issue.
Into the reason that
exactly.
You should.
Exactly.
You go in there, you close the door, you turn the TV on.
Yeah.
You got your, you know, hey, I'm getting ready for the big job tomorrow thing going.
Yeah. No, they wouldn't believe me. They know I'm full of it about the big job thing, though.
So many windows into both of your souls right now.
Have you told your friends about the Eric in the Morning podcast? You probably should.
Hey, Swanee, can you call right now to a Dr. Kevin Most cell phone? I think he's awake. Because I just sent him a note, are you awake? And his response was, ha ha.
Oh, that means he is, right?
He's definitely awake.
Yeah. But or did you wake him up? And that's why he's like, am now.
I might have.
Yeah.
It's possible. Can we call him right now? And I'd like to ask him and just finally set the record straight on the scenario we just posed to you. Which one is going to kill you first? My way of living, Nikki's way of living, or Whip's way of living? Because I used to live the way that Whip lives and that Nikki's slowly becoming. And, well, we all know how that worked.
Poor Dr. Most. He's like, why did I ever golf with you?
Trump start the heart a couple times to get it going.
Yeah.
So I'm just warning you. And, you know, it falls on deaf ears when I say it. But if the good doctor says it.
Well, I believe everything the doctor says.
That's true.
I wonder if he's going to give that disclaimer. Like, I have not personally examined any of these people. So the advice I'm giving is a little more general.
I don't think he cares. He knows no one's paying attention. They're going to hold him accountable for this one. Plus, you know, there's all the stories, too, with the variant and in Missouri not getting vaccinated. And
what's the matter
with going to have to get a booster shot and all that? But let's just handle this first. Hi, Dr. Most.
Hey, Eric. How are you guys?
Good. Sorry to bother you so early. Are you awake?
Yeah, that's funny. Are you awake? Yeah. Of course.
Of course you are.
Good morning.
I don't know if you missed it, but we were just having a discussion. So this guy, Paul, emailed and said he just moved to the West Coast and he works for an East Coast company. So he's trying to figure out, he asked Nikki, as the newest member of the show, is it better to go to bed earlier and get a full night's sleep or go to bed your normal time, get up, and then take naps through the day? Both Nikki and Whip are big proponents of staying up late, partying, drinking, doing meth, weird stuff.
That's it?
Yeah.
Are you getting this in the chart, Doctor?
Right.
I'm writing it all down.
Perfect. Yeah.
And then taking, you know, like 4-hour naps. I've tried to explain to them that living that life damn near killed me. And so a doctor once told me, you know, Eric, you might want to start getting a full night's sleep and quit trying to, you know, substitute to sleep. What is the medical advice on that type of thing?
Yeah, I'll tell you, you know, most people don't realize how important sleep is. They kind of think of it as an afterthought of something to do before you do the next day.
Right.
But sleep health is so important right now. And really, people getting at least 6 to 7 to 8 hours a night is key to their health, cardiovascular health, pulmonary health. And, you know, short naps during the day are not a bad idea. But really, it's more important to really get a good night's sleep every night possible.
There you go. So you would be a proponent then, I don't mean to put words in your mouth, but I'm gonna. You would be a proponent of a solid 6 to 7 hours rather than 4 hours and a 2-hour nap at lunchtime.
100%. You know, people that do those short bursts and another short burst, it's really not good for your health. We've shown over and over in all the sleep studies that really a good 6 to 8 hours every night is much more important than 3 hours, then 2 hours, then 2 hours later. You can't add it up during the day and get to 8. You really should get a really good REM sleep in a long period of time, at one period of time, whether it's during the day if you work nights or overnight.
Okay, so what if it's 6 plus 1? So if it's 6 hours,
six hours
sleep, and then a 1-hour nap later on.
Yeah, that's fine.
There you go.
We win.
No, you don't, because you don't do that, Whip.
Well, I get close.
No, you don't.
Sometimes.
No, you don't.
Hey, I plan on being fired one day, and I'll get that 6 to 8 hours every night.
That's the attitude.
Yeah, I wouldn't do the. Oh, I got 5 tonight, and now no. You know what? 6, I would say, is a good minimum.
Okay.
So, I mean, most people, 8 hours is probably ideal.
Like, watch this. So, Dr. Most, what time you get up?
I get up at 5.
Okay, and what time do you go to bed?
I'll tell you, there's some nights I go to bed at 8 o'clock when I'm exhausted. I'm definitely in bed by 10 o'clock.
Yeah. You know what used to keep me up that doesn't anymore? There used to be so much stuff to watch on TV. There's nothing anymore.
Well, that's true.
That's where
I have a real problem.
Yeah. How are we doing on everything else, real quickly, Dr. Most? We feel good? We don't feel good? How are we doing on the rest of the world around us?
Yeah, you know, the rest of the world around us is doing okay. I would say here in Chicago and northern Illinois, we're doing great. You know, our immunization rates are good. Our positivity rate is down. Our hospitalizations are down. Southern Illinois, Missouri, very concerning. And now, you know, you probably heard yesterday, certainly looks like we're going to be looking at a booster shot, you know, probably next spring.
Okay, so if we've gone through the vaccination process, we've gotten the Moderna or the Pfizer or the Johnson & Johnson, all those will be? Because I know that Pfizer's talked about it, but...
Yeah, I think they all will. You know, I think the Delta variant has taken such a run on the entire world, and now with this Lambda variant coming up, and the number of people that have not been vaccinated, even in parts of our country where these variants are going to be able to multiply, I think that the CDC is going to start looking, saying, hey, if we do not get more people vaccinated, the chance of these variants increasing is going to be very high. Therefore, those who have been vaccinated, they're definitely going to need a booster.
When did all this start to, this coronavirus situation start to sound like a fraternity party I went to? Delta, Lambda, we got them all.
Yeah. Lambda, I know. Yeah.
It's crazy. All right. Thank you, Dr. Most. Rock Chalk Jayhawk, speaking of fraternity parties. Way to go, Kansas.
Yeah, you got it.
All right.
Take care, guys.
See you later.
Thank you.
All right. If you didn't know, he's a Kansas guy there, Nick.
Yeah.
That's all I ever hear about, Ziggy. And I should have told him I'm going to the Texas-Kansas football game in the fall.
You know what? For how much we bother him, you need to listen to all of his Kansas stories.
Happily. You can only listen to... It doesn't take too long. There aren't that many to tell.
So, especially football ones.
Exactly. It's a very quick conversation. Hey, it's Eric. You know, wow. Wasn't that entertaining? That was something, huh? Imagine what's coming next. This is what's coming next right here. Top three. Top three, you guess his top three. Who's him? That'd be Ed Sheeran. 627 now. Ed Sheeran reveals which three stars he thinks other artists, including himself, try to avoid releasing music on the same day as. And he kind of ranked them in order, so whoever finishes first will get the big prize. If you guess the other two, we got the Eric in the Morning tin camping mugs.
All right.
I'll tell you this much. All three guesses, I believe, are correct.
Okay.
Okay. You are endorsing these... Fear of release days.
We'll
okay.
see.
Yeah. All right.
Like, who would you say, Nikki? Give me one artist.
Taylor for me.
Who would you say, Whip?
Adele.
Okay. Let's go in that order then. Let's do that. Maria, who would you say?
Adele.
Adele does make his list.
Okay. Good one.
Adele does make his list. Ed Sheeran says, don't release music the same day as Adele. Mm-hmm. Nice job. Hold on, Maria. You get one of those Eric in the Morning tin camping books. Hey, Maria.
Hello.
Hi, you say?
Taylor Swift.
Also correct.
Okay. They're buddies, but he doesn't want to release a song the same
also
day
correct.
As her.
Yep. Everybody's terrified of Taylor Swift. She was the second Ooh. That he listed. Who do you think finished first? Do not release music the same day as who, Jack?
Drake.
There it is.
That's true. Yep. That's a good list.
That is correct. Ed Sheeran says, avoid releasing music on the days of Adele, Taylor Swift, or Drake. Don't even mess with it. Don't even think about it. You got that, Olivia Rodrigo? Let's see if she's paying attention.
Yeah.
How's your morning going, Jack?
It's going great. Driving into work.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a mechanical engineer.
Oh, man. I don't know what that is.
Right.
Yeah. You're the kind of guy when I meet, I go, cool, good. And I don't even know what questions to ask.
Follow the Eric in the Morning Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Eric Morning Mix.
The sold-out Eric in the Morning Grab Your Bags Championship Tournament with AJR. We're giving away two-person teams. They were gone in less than 10 minutes. Now you can win your way in Tuesday. This is the first round Nikki selected of Know Your Cornhole.
Yeah, I'll laugh every time, so you know. It's just a...
Hey, pal, grab your bags and know your cornhole. Mm-hmm. That's what we got going on Tuesday night. Let's meet our competitor. Ready? Hi there, Maureen.
Hey, how are you?
Great, how are you?
I'm fantastic.
Now, before we compete with your three multiple choice questions on Know Your Cornhole, let's verify, can you make it Tuesday?
I definitely can make it Tuesday.
Okay, and should you be successful now, who's going to be your partner on your two-person team?
I haven't confirmed with her yet, but I have a friend who I know can do it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, and have you played cornhole / bags before?
I have.
It is a Chicago tradition. Are you any good?
Okay.
Okay. And she's honest. We love her for that.
All right. That's great. Yeah, we will have all sorts of parlay betting going on, so I got to know if I need to bet on you, and now I know not to. That's perfect. Also know this, Maureen, there will be a strict dress code enforced, and by that we mean if you dress up, you're getting thrown out. Nobody dresses up for cornhole.
Right.
Okay?
No problem there.
All right. Three questions, multiple choice. Feel free to avail yourself of the help of Nikki or Whip if you'd like, okay?
All right.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Maureen, Know Your Cornhole. Question number one. What is the distance between the cornhole platforms? Oh. Is it A, 20 feet from the front of the platform to the next one, B, 30 feet from the front of the platform to the next one, or C, 1,000 feet from the front of the platform to the next one?
I'm pretty confident it's B, 30 feet.
B is exactly right.
Wow, you knew that, huh?
I did not know that. I
didn't
know 1,000 feet.
Yeah. I didn't even know there was necessarily like a set distance.
Whip, there's rules. Tournament rules will be in place.
Now I know.
She's proven herself already.
Yeah. All right, nicely done. You're one for one, Maureen. You're well on your way. Ready for question number two?
I am ready.
How many bags does a team get to grab and throw? Would it be A, 4 bags, 3 bags, or C, 31 bags?
A, 4 bags.
My God, you do know this stuff.
Wow, you seriously?
How do you know? Did you really do research or something? You just know this stuff?
Well, I will be honest. I did anticipate question one and Googled it.
Oh, good thinking. Oh, hey,
wow.
I applaud that. I applaud that. All right, and finally, question number 3. I lied to you. I said they were all multiple choice. This one is true or false.
Ooh.
All right.
Uh-oh. Okay.
See? See if Google lets you down now. All right, Maureen, true or false? Cornhole can be played as singles or doubles. True or false?
False.
Oh, look at Nikki. Nikki almost fell over. Well, Nikki, yeah. What are you saying about
I say true.
I would agree with Nikki.
Okay, I'm going with
true. Yes!
She was on such a roll. I was like, she's got this. Walking
right.
away.
You can go out in your own alley by yourself with one other person. Go one-on-one. Yeah. Hey, it's Eric. So are we having any fun yet? Well, actually, this was one of my favorite moments from this morning show. At least I think it was. Here it is. 312-233-1019. My ex's best friend.
Yeah, and they would have been posting from there.
Right.
And then the ex gets mad. And it's like a whole thing.
Anybody listening who... As the most interesting partner, the most interesting partner chosen for your two-person team, Sue. Hi,
yes.
Sue.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Who would you choose as your partner?
I choose my caddy, Eddie.
Your caddy, Eddie.
Oh.
Yes.
Your caddy?
Greatest kid ever.
Wait a minute. So you've got your... You're obviously a golfer then,
yeah.
Right?
I am a golfer, and he's the greatest.
Yeah, your caddy, Eddie. That's... Eddie the caddy and Sue. All right, hold on.
I like that.
312-233-1019. More of them coming in now. We'll see. Hi, Nick. Who would you choose as your unexpected partner?
Well, I figured since tomorrow is my birthday, I'd give props to my 73-year-old mother, Pam, who lives out in Roselle. And call her up and let's play some bags.
Yeah.
All right. Happy early birthday.
All right. You know what? You and your 73-year-old mom are going to team up. I think it's a mother-son event.
That's awesome.
A mother-son. Yeah. All right. See? How easy that was?
Oh,
now you're sitting in your car going, shoot, I could have won that. Yeah.
Wait,
that's
right. What's your mom's name?
Pamela.
Pam. All right. Pam.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Right
yeah.
Now. I got to look for her.
Does Pam like AJR?
Core bang bang, baby.
That's right.
There you go.
That's what you want to do with mom around. That's weird.
Yeah. Don't say that again. Yeah. Don't say that again.
Yeah, yep. Let's not go down that road.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Nick. You've won one of the sold out teams to compete in the Eric in the Morning Championship Grab Your Bags tournament. You and your mom, Pam, will be there. You'll each have a white claw in your hand, a little fogo to show, and all sorts of surprises along the way. I hope you win that championship trophy.
Got a smartphone or tablet? Download the free Mix app from the Apple Store or Google Play.
Asking a secret Eric in the Morning off-air poll question that is superhero related to some degree, where men were polled. Let's try this out. Hi, Paul.
Hi there.
Do you like superhero movies?
I sure do.
Okay, cool. The question before you is, if you had the opportunity to date either Wonder Woman or Black Widow, which one of those two would you date?
Wonder Woman, hands down.
Hands down?
Hands down.
Wow, and why do you say that?
Because you know, I was telling Swanee that she's Gal Gadot.
Right. No one knows.
Yeah.
No one knows. Yeah.
She's like really exotic, you know. And you know, Scarlett Johansson, she's not bad, but you know,
she ain't all bad. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, what are you gonna do?
Thank you, Paul.
Hilarious.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate that.
She's not bad.
Yeah, because Plenty of Fish did a survey asking men, would you rather date Wonder Woman or Black Widow? Mm. Like, Whip, which of the two would you rather date?
Well, I think I'd go with Gal Gadot also.
Really? See, I would go Black Widow.
See, and both of you guys, I'm like, okay, well, you look at their powers. You know, Black Widow is a mere mortal who just
cares?
Is very good fighter.
See,
and Wonder Woman
no
has all these powers and the
yeah.
lasso and the plane. So that's how you...
Lasso.
Pick.
That's not how you pick who you want to date.
Yeah, the lasso.
I don't know if you're aware of this, Nikki.
It.
You pick whoever's hotter.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
My God.
You know what they can do.
Yeah. I've liked... Yeah. I'll tell you something. You know, if I really have to analyze this, I've liked... I have Scarlett Johansson in certain movies or situations, I would probably pick her over one. But as Black Widow, I would prefer Wonder Woman over her.
Well, in the national survey, 55% of men, when given that choice of dating either Wonder Woman or Black Widow, chose Wonder Woman.
Because of her powers.
Just barely. No,
lasso.
That didn't even come in.
Did they mention the lasso?
Of those, 9 out of 10 didn't know what any of the powers were or care. Yeah. Yeah. In our survey, 6 of the votes, so basically about the same, chose Wonder Woman.
Okay, all right.
37% of women, and this would be Nikki, 37% of women are turned on by someone who likes Marvel Comics. That's definitely you.
I'm not definitely even answering
you.
That.
There you go. Wonder Woman, Black Widow. Gal Gadot. Is it Gadot? Gadot? Gadot?
God. I feel
we're
like in interviews, it's Gadot.
I feel like she changes it every
now. It looks like it should be Gadot.
Yeah, it's Gadot. And she's said
it's
it that
Gadot?
Way. Well, I mean, again, she has a little bit of an Israeli accent, so it's hard for me to do that. But when she says it, she goes, it's Gadot. Like
this
that.
Is when we need Violetta here to translate all this stuff for us. But she's somewhere
she's
on horseback.
Serbia.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
She's somewhere in Serbia on horseback trying to make her way to the airport to one day go through Prague, through Berlin, down through London, through New Jersey, and then back. MC Janko playing on Serbian 105.1. Maybe we, all right, fine, because Violetta will not stop texting.
All right.
She's on vacation, but she's like, hey, if you need me for the show, I'm ready to go. I'm on my commute in Serbia right now.
What is the station again? 103.7 horseback. Is that what are we calling?
105.1.
105.1.
Yeah. Hot Serbian hot mix.
Don't miss the Eric in the Morning Saturday show. Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on The Mix.
Driving in this morning and the phone buzzes. It's Violetta who's in Serbia with her grandmother Baka going, hey, if you need me for the show, it's like 2 o'clock out here. I'm like, yeah, we're just going to do our thing. She's the only one. She has FOMO so bad.
Yeah.
Fear of missing out. All right, let's go live to the Serbian countryside. Where are
Hello?
You going? Where are you going?
Hi. Oh, man. I'm going to, like, 3 different banks today because some of my money's tied up here. And
that sounds shifty.
Very.
Yes.
They have a Chase there? You just go to a Chase down the street? Or how's that work?
No, not exactly. Not exactly. My grandma opened up an account for me, and I haven't come here in forever.
Right.
Now they're like, well, we can't give you the dollars back. I'm like, well, where are they?
Right.
But anyway, that's a complicated story. But how are you guys? It's so nice to listen to you on the app.
No, it's not.
Gosh.
No, it's not.
No, it really is. You guys are really funny.
No. When are you coming back from Serbia, connecting through Prague, through Berlin, through London, through Hackensack, New Jersey?
Yeah. So we're leaving on Sunday morning. It's a 4-hour drive from the village to Belgrade. Ooh. And then from Belgrade, we jump on a plane that's an hour and a half to Munich. And then from Munich, we take an 8-hour flight to Chicago.
Wow. Sounds like heaven.
That sounds so relaxing.
Yeah.
How are things in Serbia? Everything running smoothly over there? We saw your grandmother got a new road.
Oh, my God. Can you believe it? It's big
paved.
Time over here now. Our village is paved. Wow. We have a, I don't know, what is that? Like cement. It's black tar looking stuff.
Black tar.
And it's not.
Spared no expense.
Black tar.
Right.
It is so cool, smooth. Now, like, you drive like it's like golden roads over here.
Right. Is there any chance, are you riding around right now?
Yeah, I'm pulled over right now.
Okay.
Can you
head to the Serbian Dunkin' Donuts? Do they have those?
No, there are none of those. We have Turkish coffee here, unfiltered. They're like little espressos.
Yeah, like your smokes, unfiltered. Yep. Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How are you guys?
We're great.
We're good. I'm just trying to envision, when you say you have to go to 3 different banks to figure out your money, is it like an actual bank or is it like a dude? Is it like 3 different
it's
dudes?
It's got like a cigar box with cash in it.
Well, you know, the other day, so everything here is in, like, kilometers, and I was driving, like, 120 kilometers, which I don't know what that is in miles per hour, or whatever we drive there.
Right.
And I get pulled over. The police officer pulls me over at this little stop sign in the middle of the road. I almost didn't even see him. So anyway, I get pulled over, and he's like, all right, follow me. I'm like, follow you where?
Right. That sounds shifty.
I'm not going anywhere.
Right.
Anyway, you think they're corrupt in Chicago? They're corrupt here. I have to pay him under the table just to not give me a ticket.
Oh, wow.
Pay him under the table. I don't even want to know what that means. It's 75 right. miles an hour, by the way.
Oh, right. Wow, you're flying. Wow, so that's how they do it in Serbia.
No, they wouldn't even take the money. I had to put the money in the trunk.
You pay me under, you pay me under the table, if you know what I mean.
Different ways.
This story just gets worse.
Why does your Serbian guy sound like Ivan Drago?
Because that's just my shifty European guy trying to get paid.
You pay me under table. Yeah. We don't talk no
put
more.
Put in trunk.
Yeah. All right. He saw my American passport, and it was it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're a target. They love us over there, right? Americans?
Oh, oof, they love it. My grandma was wearing an American flag mask the other day
for
July. Yeah. It was so cute.
That's adorable. All right, so then if you're coming back Sunday, are you going to be back here for the Grab Your Bags AJR thing? It's a thing now,
yeah,
by the way.
Of course I am.
Okay.
No, it's a big thing. I hear there's wristbands involved.
Oh,
people
have
to come Sunday to get them.
Yep.
You have been listening so much over in Serbia.
Yeah. You know more over there in Serbia than I know sitting right here. Yeah.
Can you help Eric get some details out?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I don't know exactly where you get those wristbands, but I know it's Sunday from like 9 to noon. That's
it. That is right.
Wow.
We'll figure it out.
Okay,
you can text the number, right? Who's on the text line?
Nobody. Don't tell anybody. We're hoping nobody notices.
Oh, my gosh. No. So I am going to be back because you, like, get a day. Since it's 7 hours ahead here, I'm basically in the future.
Okay.
7 hours.
All right.
So then somehow it evens out when I come back Sunday night, even though it's Sunday morning.
That'll be perfect. All right.
All right.
So you'll be back.
I feel like you're rushing me off the phone. Are
well,
you
know, we've got a lot of things to get to.
We do miss you.
Yeah.
We miss you.
Good luck with you and your new Serbian cop boyfriend.
Oh, my God. He's so nice.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.
See you around.
Bye.
See you around. Moje Zlato. MC Yanko.
Hey, it's Eric. And you know, in the podcast, we only share the best parts, which, of course, imagine what we're leaving out. More coming up here.
The most misspelled word in Illinois is what? 312-233-1019. Google Trends analysis revealed this. Whip tried to win it and thankfully was wrong. Jessica, he was on the right path, though. What's the word?
Coronavirus?
Is exactly right.
Oh.
Coronavirus.
Huh.
The number one most misspelled word in Illinois, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Vermont, and West Virginia. Do you have problems with that word, Jessica?
Oh, no. I'm like Whip. I love spelling. I kind of find myself to be a little bit of a spelling snob.
There you go.
Okay.
The number one most commonly misspelled word that shows up the most times is quarantine.
Oh,
that's a tricky one, I think.
Yeah, it's a little harder, I thought, than coronavirus.
That came up on the top of the list in 12 states. Other words making the list include favorite. They can't spell that in Georgia, Iowa, Kentucky, Maryland, New Mexico, Ohio, or Virginia.
Hmm.
Which, as in, which one would you like? They can't spell that in Alabama, Arizona, Louisiana, Oklahoma, and South Carolina. All these seem fairly easy, don't they, Jessica?
Yeah.
Three states had trouble spelling the word every. Three others can't spell the word believe, one of them being Nebraska.
Well, I before E. That can get people sometimes.
Well, same thing. 80. They can't spell 80 in Alaska.
Mm.
Receive in Arkansas. Government in Delaware. Succeed in Washington. Pharaoh in Florida. Confident in Texas. And exercise in North Carolina. Hey, Violetta, live on the road in Serbia.
Hello?
Hi. A quick question for you. Can you spell coronavirus?
I think so.
Go ahead.
Oh, CoronaVirus.
That is correct.
Well done.
Woo!
All right, I have another question for you on things we don't know.
No.
Things we don't know. Since you're doing a global thing live from Serbia right now, 38% of people, when we ask you, what state is the Grand Canyon in?
Huh. I'm going to go with the Grand Canyon is by Las Vegas, so that would be in Nevada.
That is incorrect.
Wyoming?
Right
No, not Wyoming either. Keep trying. Grand Canyon.
Utah.
Nope.
Is there a state called Canyon?
Nope. That's exactly it. It rhymes with Schmarizona.
Oh, it's in Arizona? Really?
Yeah, see? You don't need to feel badly about it, though. Only 38% of people know that the Grand Canyon is in Arizona.
Hmm.
100% did not know that, Violetta. I'm on your
you
side.
You didn't know the Grand Canyon
was
in Arizona?
No, I really didn't.
You're kidding.
No, I really swear.
Wow.
I haven't been to the...
Arizona's so east.
Well, I was just going to say I haven't been to the West Coast
so
very
east?
Much. So what? Now, what now we're differing.
Arizona's so east?
Yeah, like east out of the West.
Like
Western
east of
state,
Japan.
You know?
East of California.
Yeah. Maybe.
It's so east.
It's a fact.
All right, how about this? Where is, Violetta, where is Niagara Falls?
What state? Come on, that's easy. Half in Canada, half in New York.
There it is.
There you go.
Only 32% of people know that Niagara Falls is in New York. Hmm. Did you know that one?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right, how about this? Have you ever eaten an apple?
Yes.
25% of children now have never eaten an apple.
Really?
Come on.
What are you talking about?
One in four. If you go, if you see four kids at the park, one of them's never had an apple.
I am doing this survey this afternoon.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's this lady walking around asking about apples.
31% of children have never eaten an orange. 27% of children, have never heard of a lemon.
Come on.
Here, they don't know what lemons and limes are. They call them green and yellow.
In Serbia?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they don't have ice there either, right?
No, there's like no ice. My grandma's like, drink it hot or get the water from the well. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I don't know what that means. But okay.
Drink it hot. I'm just writing that down for another
36% time. 36% of children have never tried broccoli.
Oh.
We had to call it dinosaur trees in order to make
there
that
you
work.
Go. Yeah, that's true. But one in four have never eaten an apple, and Violetta thinks that the Grand Canyon is in somewhere in Utah, not near that eastern state of Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
You guys.
All right. Thank you, Violetta. Have a safe trip.
You know, you can tell Alexa to turn on the mix. Just say, Alexa, open 101.9, the mix.
All right, grab your bags. Know your cornhole. Here we go.
Now you're less, see?
You can't not laugh. Plus, the music is just so good.
Trying to add to it.
I love it.
Know your cornhole. Here we go. Caller 3. 312. 233-1019 to compete for a two-person team in the sold-out Eric in the Morning Grand Champion Cornhole Grab Your Bags Tournament. It's a big title, big name, lots to put on a T-shirt. Hi, Kim.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm great.
Are you a bags aficionado? Have you ever played before?
Oh, yes, I have.
You have, okay. And primarily, where do you like to play?
In the backyard.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. All right. And where do you live, Kim?
In Bartlett.
Oh, they got great backyards for cornhole
they
in there.
They do.
They really
yes,
do.
World class.
Do you have any idea, should you get one of these two-person teams for our tournament and AJR show, do you have any idea who you'd play with?
Yeah, I think I do. I'm thinking my sister.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, cool.
Great.
We're fun.
Just a couple of sisters
awesome.
Out bagging in cornhole.
Oh, you could tell.
And that's when right. they're declaring their fun, you know they're going to be
that's
fun.
That's right.
That's right. All right, here's how it works, Kim. I got three multiple-choice cornhole questions for Know Your Cornhole, okay?
Okay.
Get all three right. You get the two-person team and that special VIP access to the AJR show. Make sure you dress appropriately. Nothing upscale. Only flip-flops, cut-off jean shorts, and rock concert T-shirts. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. You can use Whip and Nikki as help if you'd like. That's totally up to you. Here we
okay.
go.
Okay.
Question number one. In cornhole, a match is broken down into A, sessions of play, B, innings of play, or C, seasons of play. That's kind of a tough one, huh?
That's hard.
Oh, yeah. That is hard.
Yeah, yep. Earlier, Maureen got all the easy questions. These are the leftover ones.
Wow.
Match is broken down into A, sessions of play, B, innings of play, or C, seasons of play.
I'm going to have to say A, sessions of play.
As opposed to B, innings of play. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, no, I'm thinking that, yeah.
You're thinking innings, that, right?
Which one are you thinking?
Which one should I be thinking?
Right. That's a great play right there. I think when you say, I'm thinking that, I think that means you win.
All right, you're exactly right.
Yeah.
You're exactly right. So that kind of a day, you just won. Congratulations. Yes, whatever you just said it was. You call it whatever you want. All right. That's, I believe, innings, but who knows?
She
who
is
really
fun.
Knows? All right. Question number two for Know Your Cornhole. A corn bag in the hole has a value of A, 3 points,
B, 2 points, or C, does it really matter?
A, 3 points.
That is correct. That is right. 3 points is right.
Oh, no hesitation there.
Well done.
That one you knew. That one you knew. All right, here we go. Try to go 3 for 3, Kim. Know your cornhole.
Okay.
Bags that hit the ground and then land on the board, A, don't count, B, count as 30 points, or C, are terrible throws and subject to ridicule.
Let's say A, don't count.
Yeah, that's right. We would have accepted C as well, but that
works.
Is absolutely 100% correct. Congratulations. You are going to have one of our two-person teams.
Oh, my gosh. How fun.
Oh, my gosh. You and your sister. Kim, what's your sister's name?
Karen.
Kim and Karen.
Oh, Kim and Karen.
Oh, yeah.
Double K.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.